Welcome to the M3 podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here. Welcome back to another episode of the M3 podcast. It's me, your host, Mermaid Bree. And if you are hearing my tummy rumble during this episode, I just got an IV from my friend Aisha Cruz. She is a nurse practitioner and a mobile IV therapist. She has been my guardian angel, a huge savior, and just somebody who's been helping me with this process post the motorbike crash that I was in Indonesia. So I just flew home, got back, and I was going to pump out an episode. I had an interview episode ready to go. I had it lined up, but it just didn't feel right for me to pressure myself into posting, to sharing, to collaborating, to put myself into a work mode. I just need a week right now to take care of myself, and I probably will pump out another solo episode, just continuing to document and share with you all what's been going on, because this is what I'm feeling. This is what my body is going through, and mentally what I feel like I have the energetic capacity to share with you all. So my topic for today has been the ongoing theme of life or death, and everything that I've been feeling, all the decisions that I've been making. I don't know if you all have done this before, but have you ever put yourself into the mental space of making it a life or death situation? And when I was in that motorbike crash, it's something I probably will continue talking about for a while. It was a very traumatic experience in itself. And to be in a position where you thought maybe you or your friend were really hurt, you could have died. You know, my friend thought she witnessed watching me die. And to be severely injured, but still be able to walk away from a scene, adrenaline is fucking magic. That shit works miracles. And to be able to be in a position where you feel like you can get away from the scene, or you can move yourself into a point of, like my friend was saying, maybe running a marathon after getting hit on a motorcycle, like, or having a crash like that. Like, these are incredible things that our body can do to be resilient and to expand ourselves into a point that's beyond human nature. And I cannot believe that after that crash, we literally picked up the bikes and continued driving for another hour in a third world country with pain that was just throbbing beyond belief. And not only that, we saw a puddle of blood and we saw a dead body 20 minutes later from another bike crash where somebody went through something very similar with a completely messed up motorcycle, and they weren't as lucky as we were to walk away from that scene. And I think about this now, where if you put your body through the extremes, what is it that you are able to do when it's a life or death situation? And I actually think about this when it comes to something as simple and tangible as strength training. If you go to the gym and you have one more rep, right, you're pushing yourself out of a squat, or maybe you're pulling yourself up and from a chin up. What would it look like if you were on that last rep and your life depended on it? If you were hanging from a cliff, are you able to push yourself past that point where you can, or pull yourself, I should say, past that point where you can get yourself off the hanging cliff to safety? Could you push yourself from a squat to get yourself maybe from being crushed? What if you were stuck underneath that bike? And I thought about that. What if I was stuck under the bike and I couldn't lift myself up? Could the adrenaline push me to the point beyond life or death where I can get myself out of a traumatic or scary situation that wasn't humanly possible with normal energetic needs, right? Or capacities. And I'm at a point right now where I've been thinking that way with the amount of pain that I've undergone, the amount of reliving the trauma through the healing process. I was on a 24-hour plane ride. I went through 4 planes from Lombok to Bali to Taipei to San Francisco down to San Diego. And in 24 hours, I got my butt from all the way out on the other side of the world to home just so I could properly take care of myself from what felt like a life or death situation. I was infected. I had a huge, major fever and a point where I felt really sick and scared. I was scared for my life. I was scared I was going to need surgery. I was scared that maybe if I didn't treat this, that my leg would need to be amputated or I could lose my life. You can die from infection. And if you're on the other side of the world, how scary is it that you wouldn't be around people like your parents or your family or loved ones to take care of you or to be there to say goodbye? It scared me. And it scared me enough to make a life or death situation that I got my butt on a plane and took my ass home. And I'm at a point now where I want to continue to make decisions that don't feel gray, but feel black or white, like life or death. And when I got home, I immediately went to urgent care, got my wounds treated. And what was another traumatic experience was in San Francisco, when I got through customs and went through security again, they made me undress my wounds and rip off all the gauze, rip off all the bandages to expose my wounds just to prove that I wasn't traveling with drugs in my system. And I can't tell you enough how angry it makes me for people who fake their injuries to do things like that, because it ruins it for the people like myself or others who really are injured that have to go through the pain of ripping off the scabs over and over again. And to go through what I went through with my friend Gabby, where we were ripping off our scabs, we were having to heal ourselves, to heal each other, to dress each other's wounds, to be there through the tears, to be there through the laughter, the comic relief, you know, to see the stairs, we're scaring people with what we look like. We literally look like walking zombies. And it makes me so traumatized beyond the accident itself to go through the healing process and reliving it over and over again. I am disgusted with my own body, and it's okay to say, like, this is normal. Like, everybody keeps saying, you're still you, your body's going to heal, everything's good. And thankfully, I came back and saw that my infections are gone. Like, my antibiotics are working, but my body is like going through a lot. Like, I can literally hear my tummy grumbling because I haven't had a normal appetite. I've been taking anti-nausea medication, antibiotics, painkillers, anti-inflammatories, and my body, I just did an IV fluid with other vitamins and supplements because I can't stomach anything right now. I can't even stomach looking at my body. And yet when I was at urgent care last night, the pain was beyond belief that the doctors even told me, let's have you do this yourself because you can't, like, I wasn't able to handle them doing it. So to sit there with my best friend and my mom and to just have them watch me bawl my eyes out, ripping out the gauze and ripping out the bandages and peeling off my scabs to open flesh and just bleed out again all over everything that I had just healed from, it's like redoing the entire incident again and again and again. And so this was probably my fourth or fifth time doing this in the last couple of days since the incident. And so as I'm doing this and I'm in tears, I'm reminding myself, it's like ripping a bandaid off with decisions or ripping a bandaid off in life when you come to a halt in a road where you're realizing, what is my other choice? I have no other option, that this is my only option. That's when it becomes a life or death situation. And so when you treat things that you have a commitment to, and I just go back to the easy commitments of competition prep, marriage, career choices, right? All of these things can be treated like life or death situations. You can treat these things like there's no other option. And my friends have been telling me that we are no longer cows, but bison. And so the old story goes, with being the cows typically will run from a storm, and they end up being in the storm longer than the bison who run through the storm and surpass it. And so the only way out of that pain is to go through it. Ripping off the gauze, telling myself to make this a life or death choice, and to just know that this too, this pain too, shall pass, is what makes the true process easier, acceptable, possible, and probably the most efficient. This is going to teach me and become a huge teachable moment for every bit of my life, whether it's career, relationship, personal development, anything that I have to go through in life. This is going to be a huge opportunity for me to make my decision more direct in this world. And I'm ready for me to no longer be a person who beats around the bush or is kind or, you know, allows things to be brushed under the rug. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to make the decision. I'm going to make it more efficient. And I pray that you can do the same thing too. If there's something right now that's in your head that you are struggling to make a decision on, think about it. What if your life depended on it? What would it look like if your child's life depended on it? What would it look like if there was no other option but to go through it, as painful as it can be? And I know a lot of people talk about how love, and I've even said this before, I have an episode on that, that love is one of our greatest motivators. But love is not always rainbows and butterflies. Love is also pain too. Love is feeling. Love is all. And so pain too can be one of our greatest motivators. And when you no longer want to experience the pain that you are going through, what are you willing to do to push yourself past the point where you never have to go through that again? And for me to hop on a flight, spend 36 hours of my time traveling, go to urgent care until 2 in the morning, and have a mobile nurse come to my home to treat me and take care of me for this week, those things are what my cost is to go through something that is a life or death situation in order to heal and recover. My career decision of changing my style of podcast this week, changing my career choices, putting a halt on it, taking a week off. This is a life or death situation for me. You need to take care of your health. You need to take care of your life. And you need to do that with direct decisions. And I pray that you make that happen starting right now. Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.